With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Receiving a hero's welcome, President Trump is in Israel as his Gaza ceasefire deal begins to bear fruit. The remaining living hostages held by Hamas have now been released, and the bodies of deceased captives are to be returned to Israel. Mr. Trump addressing Israeli lawmakers.
20 courageous hostages are returning to the glorious embrace of their families, and it is glorious. 28 more precious loved ones are coming home at last to rest in this sacred soil for all of time.
The president paid tribute to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the prime minister returned the favor, citing a list of Mr. Trump's Israel-friendly actions.
My friends, this is only a partial list, but it's enough to affirm what I've said time and again. Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
Now, the president plans to attend a summit in Egypt with more than two dozen nations. A nor'easter bringing gusty winds, coastal flooding to parts of the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Through the South, in Buxton, North Carolina, on the Outer Banks, residents like Danny Couch lament the loss of their oceanfront houses claimed by the sea.
This house will not survive this, unfortunately. It's emotionally draining for me, or anybody. These houses, people buy for quality of life.
A flood emergency has been declared in parts of coastal New York and New Jersey as well. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 356 points. NASDAQ futures 407 points higher. This is SRN News. Louisiana's Ten Commandments law gets a reprieve.
A three-judge panel of the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declared the legislation unconstitutional earlier this year, but now the full circuit court has voided that ruling and announced it will rehear the case with all 17 judges sitting. The Louisiana law requires that all public schools post large copies of the Ten Commandments around the building where students can see them. Several other states have passed similar statutes, which are also being challenged in court. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says that the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged that there is an ongoing international debate regarding the safety as well as the effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. This is SRN News. Police are investigating yesterday's deadly shooting at a South Carolina nightclub. Apparently, no arrests yet.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on an idyllic South Carolina island leaves at least four people dead and more than a dozen injured. Beaufort police say four of the injured were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The shooting took place around 1 a.m. Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Police say multiple victims and witnesses ran to the nearby businesses and properties trying to get away from the gunfire. They're calling it a tragic and difficult incident for everyone and asking for patience as they investigate. I'm Julie Walker.
Churches located near the site of a devastating explosion at a rural Tennessee plant devoted their Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families as nearby communities mourn. More details at srnnews.com.